I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-0 defeat at Tooting and Mitcham. Alan, when the opposition goalie scores from 60 yards, you get the feeling that perhaps it's not going to be your day.
No, it went well for the day. I'm sorry if I'm talking for you, I've just got this flu stuff, so nothing went well. First goal, terrible goal to concede. Second goal was embarrassing. And the third one, I know we got a lot of pressure on at the time, but again, three mistakes. And, you know, I thought some of the decisions out there were awful, to tell you the truth, like, you know. And, but that's by and by, and you've got to live with that. But I don't want to get to I was just at the players, I don't want to get to the stage where we say, I tell you what, we're a bit unlucky, getting beat 3-0, a bit unlucky, getting beat 2-0. We've got to start getting results again, and we've got to start next week in a game against Dover. So we've got to start getting back to basics and doing them well.
Nick Rundell missed a good header, Wayne Finney, Speedo, they all missed chances. Did those misses sum up the afternoon? Nothing seemed to go right for us in the attack.
I think it was one of them days when, where anything, you know, you can't win at home if you concede three goals. But I did feel, I'm watching the game and I felt what unlucky at times. I feel, you know, if Wayne Finney scores that from 6 yards out, Speedo had two headers from 5 yards out, Nick Rundell from 5 yards out, Dan Summers has that shot where he probably should have done better, keeper makes a save, and you think, is anything going to go forward, you know? And sometimes I'm trying to think, did Luke get tested? And I think Luke's devastated because he thinks he's had the worst game ever, but he also hasn't done bad this season for us, so it's up to me to try to pick the lads up, which I will do.
NJ Lampson's had his critics this season. He didn't do himself much good with his defending for the third goal, did he?
No, not at all. It was one of them where it's coming to a head about the keeper and got done, and it was a mistake. But also, you know, we can't just look at Neil's mistake. Look at you know, you've asked what you know, what the second goal and the first goal. To be honest, that, because even if it was a foul, that's just one ball. What's people? To be honest, so it's sloppy. We kind of get like that where we're just conceding silly goals all the time.
Excuse me, guys. Both yourself and Billy Smith, the Tooting manager, were having words with the referee as you came off the pitch at half time. Clearly both camps were unhappy with the referee first half.
I thought it was shocking. The first goal, the referee's 3 yards away, and he's actually took notice of a linesman who's 40 yards away. I can't understand. And the second one was embarrassing. It was right next to me, and even the lads got up and started laughing, and the score from that. And even though it shouldn't have scored, I just think mistakes like that can cost you. And yeah, some of them, but you know, week in, week out, see the same things, and they're very disappointing.
And I understand that discussions continued into the tunnel at half time, and there was an altercation between the K's and the Tooting camps. Can you expand on that for us?
I was actually arguing with the referee at the back, and all I come back to the change room, and apparently a few shouts here and a few shouts there and all the rest of it, and a lot of things were good. They're winning 2-0, so they're going to be on a bit of it up. We're losing 2-0, so I think it was just more of that than anything else, to be honest.
You sent out the K's team early for the second half. I guess you were looking for a reaction to the first half display.
Yeah, we'll get them out. We've been doing that quite often, getting them out a little bit early. Let them get, I just wanted it, because at half time, you know, we didn't deserve to be where we were. We didn't deserve to be, and I actually thought we could go and win the game. I really did. I thought if we nick a goal, you know, we would. So I just want, it's no good me just going ranting and raving in there. I thought, let's get out there because that's where we want to be, because, you know, I really did think we could have got something out of this game.
Both Trainer and Lodge started on the bench. Are they both struggling with injuries? I know Bobby is, but is Dean Lodge, or has he just dropped?
No, not really dropped, just rested. He struggled the last couple of games, as you know, and he just needed a little bit of rest. He'd come on and done all right, I suppose, and hopefully we'll see more against Dover.
We've got 1 point from the last three games, and they don't get any easier. Like you said, we've got Dover next week. Yeah. We need 3 points really to get back on track, but it's a big ask, isn't it?
It'd be, but I'm saying we need to do it. It's no good looking around and hiding, saying, oh, well, what we'll do, we'll kick on after Dover game. I really did believe we're going to win the game today, and I had a good feeling about it, and I just thought everything we possibly could have went wrong today went wrong for us.
As the Tooting players were coming off as well, they were celebrating as you would. Does that show how big a game it was for them as well to beat us?
But you know, every dog has its day and all that. I'm not into all that celebration stuff. I always try to clap the fans, but we don't bang dressing room walls and things like that. You go in, at the end of the season you do that, and you never know, it might haunt them at the end of the season.